he said that if the lawyers in general would go after the house rather than after the person, so then in such a case that's called a mashkin proif, when the person becomes the oref and the house becomes the lawyer. So we're in the damerat. We assume that it would be the same thing in the case of somebody buying a house to somebody else. I mean, there might be a witness that you chose a very short one. Somebody asking this specific shaila that he can't get a mortgage, so somebody else is buying the house in their name. So this person says he's assuming that therefore the person who's buying the house legally is the lawyer from the bank, and he's in turn lending the money to the person who in reality is owning the house, and therefore it would be a shaila witness. But he wants to know that when the person originally buys the house, when he gives it to him, can he make another sale of the house? You know, a business sale, or not a legal sale, where he'll charge him, instead of $100,000, he'll charge him the principal and the interest together. Would that be a heter? So the Kisitra says that he doesn't see as a heter at all, but you're making a big mistake, because the lawyer is not the person who's buying the house. The lawyer is you. You're buying the money from the bank, the person who's buying the house is only an art. That's a failure. You know, what we assume will be the same, he says that the failure, that it is the same. And then he says, Ayin, in that true arich is what the din would be.
Since he's only one of them.
Yes, we're Makam. Okay, you want to give up here? I'll give this.
Before you get started, there was a judge that we know that was kicking a jury. And
oh, yeah.
On the jury panel, listen to this, on the jury panel, there's a rabbi who, if I mentioned the name, you would
know. We also know him.
And he said, he told the judge that it was a case with Goyim on both sides.
Yeah.
That didn't come up, that issue. But he told the judge that he can't apply American law, to only apply home office, so he's unfit to be a juror.
Oh, yeah?
It's still okay.
You know, still let him after that?
Judge, after all, he won't believe him.
The judge didn't believe him. So what happened?
But the bottom line is, someone is unqualified to be a juror if they express reservation as being able to apply the law as the judge says. It makes him an unfit juror. He just said he didn't believe him. He didn't believe what he was saying, but he's still unfit to be a juror. He has that state of mind. So he had excuses. We let him sit there for 2 days until something came up.
Who was the rabbi? Was that a secret or something?
It's a local rabbi.
Rabbi Yunus.
And he
gave him a thing according to section of Hashem Mishpot. He put it in writing.
Didn't he fax the judge? Didn't fax that judge?
No, the judge faxed it to me, to show me.
Yeah, but Hewlett gave him some.
Hewlett gave him a piece of paper on the stationery. That's all it was.
Tell him next time to say that all criminals are guilty no matter what.
Get out much quicker. The civil case.
I wasn't the plaintiff.
He wasn't sitting up.
What was the case about?
I don't know. Probably a car accident or something. Or a medical malpractice. About 90% of the cases before the jury trial.
Yeah, somebody just asked me about the Shiloh. He got hit by a 94-year-old driver. Hit him in the back. That's too quick. But you know, she can't sue the Yorkshire in American law, is not
sure.
Oh, okay, there's no law. So $7,000 damage to the car. But all right, so you could sue the car. So, but the lawyer says he got a very big case. He wants to send him to neurologist and to this and to that. If there's something wrong with you, no.
That's familiar.
I wouldn't know anything about that.
Yeah. Okay. Anyhow. So last week, because of the judge here, so he wanted me to go into a recess on the what's called in Hebrew schutz hayoytrim. I don't think that's a halachic term, that's a modern Hebrew term, but whatever, that's what we use because we lack of a better term, which is the copyright law. So he insisted on not just making a one sentence thing out of it, which is what I wanted to do, because the bottom line portion is that didn't know who supplies, and that's rough clothes. I mean, my Roy Rabbonim, I know there are Rabbonim that hold this, not even Mofusa in America. But I wouldn't, certainly wouldn't put on tape. Well, they want to tie it up in the government taxes, anyhow. He wants to tie it, at least I know one of them, but it's not an equitable law, being that most taxes, or a lot of taxes, go for education. And you don't get anything out of that, so very well. So that's discriminatory. So therefore,
what about Parliament? We saw about Parliament.
Yeah. So I mean, that's all fine and good, but it certainly specifies in Shulchan Aruch that it has to be a non-discriminatory law. But if the law discriminates against people who can't, which really a Yid can't send his kids to a public school, right? Or have to with Catholics, I guess they hold that way too, or whatever it is. So then it's a discriminatory law. They're taking from you taxes and not giving you the services they give everybody else.
They also take from people who have no children taxes.
Right, okay. So then, whatever, so that's what he wants to find. But Ramosha finds him different and hold that way. And neither did anybody, and I know that they don't know, we also different and hold that way either, but it seems like it. Because he certainly told somebody, don't you copy a cassette, you're going to fight the sewer. And one of them being Dina de Moskis. So, alright, anyhow, but before we get to that, I just want to, from what we had last 2 weeks ago. So, after I was meaning a little bit, I thought it one important Gemara that we really didn't learn. So I didn't print out copies of Gemara, but we know that after we finish the whole thing with all the corrections and all the Hagoras and errors, we'll put it all together and Then I'll go use the photocopy machine to finish here. I've been using the one at home for the other thing. Piece of paper. Anyhow, the Gemara Midas is an interesting story. I read the Gemara. It's in the Samachalos of Meralis. You don't have it there. Hanhu b'nei Galila. There were people from the Galil. The Nofak Alayu Koyla, the Kotul Nashi. It was a call on them that they killed someone. Murderers. Also the Kamede Rabbi Tarfon. They came to the Tana Rabbi Tarfon. Hide us from the Malchus so that we don't so they don't kill us. So Amar Lelus, Rabbi Tafun said to him, hey Chanavid, how should we do it? Ilach Mininchu, if I don't hide you, close your cycle. So close your cycle. Ach Mininchu, I won't hide you, so you can go ahead and hide yourself. From Rabbanan. I wish no bisha. After that, the kibule, let me go. He's lashon hara. You shouldn't be in the kabule. Nichash let me go, but you have to be choshes for it. Zilu asun tamer nafshay. He said, like, as if I don't hide you, so then what's going to happen? On the other hand, how do I know that you really killed somebody? Because it's a call. But I can't be in the kabule lashon hara. But on the other hand, I have to be choshes for the lashon hara. Because I can't be in the kabule lashon hara. I have to be choshes for the lashon hara. So what does that mean? So Rashi says that I have to be choshes for the lashon hara. Maybe Yitaki did kill somebody. Yeah? So if Yitaki did kill somebody, then I can't save you. So Rashi says, and it comes out from Rashi, choshes for Rashi's learning, that Rabbi Tarfon and the chash, that they may have actually killed somebody, would he have known for a fact that they killed somebody, he would have not been allowed to hide them from the mouth. That's the sheet of Rashi. Tosfos that brings a shiltas. The Tosfos brings a shiltas, but the shiltas says like this. That the reason Rabbi Tarfon wasn't able to do anything, is because Rabbi Tarfon was afraid that if he'll do something, the shiltas says, if he'll hide them, then the Malchus will get him for harboring a criminal. He said, "Ah, today kach, you have to be choshev for the lashon hara." He said, "Meila, I'm not choshev then that they actually killed, but I have to be choshev."
He said, "He might get
that I might get killed." That's what Rabbi Tarfon said. So therefore, Rabbi Tarfon was not allowed to hide. So it seems to be from this choices, that if not for the fact that he was afraid that he's going to be harboring a criminal, he would have been allowed to go ahead and hide him. As it seems from the toys. The Marshal there, on the spot, in the Marshal, in back, underneath the Marshal, so he says that that's not what toys means. He says, you know how to harbor a murderer. That's Zichenat. Can you all do Koloi via Hashem? Because you have to be. The Yodain will think of him, we can't touch him. We can't kill him because we don't have a Bezdin, but we can certainly not have to save him. That's Zichenat, we don't do. But it was a case of suffering and falsehood to help. He didn't know for sure that he killed them, that they killed anybody. Would he have known for sure that they killed anybody, then he would certainly not have been allowed to hide them. Since he didn't know, so he would have been allowed to on the suffering, because suffering and falsehood to help, except he doesn't have to go ahead and put himself in a matzah for sakana. In the Mela, he said to them, you go hide yourself and leave me out of this thing, so that I'm not harboring a criminal. That's what Marshal says. So he comes out that even the three choices, the three the Marshal, you are not allowed to harbor a murderer. But you have no way here, not in Rashi, not in Tosis, and not the way the Marshal learns Tosis, that you'll have to give him over. That it doesn't say. That's so you're not allowed. But it doesn't say that Rabbi Tarfon went ahead and put the handcuffs on him
and
gave it over to the mouth. That it doesn't say. The Chalas Yor, which we learned last week, so remember 2 weeks ago we had a Yaivet, so the Yaivet says that Zicha, you're not allowed to save him. I don't know, Yaivet doesn't save him first, you'll have to give him over either, but Zicha, you're not allowed to save him. That's Zicha also. And the Chalas Yor wanted to time that maybe you're even allowed to save him. But the Chalas Yor at the end brings his Gemara, and he says that he's misupak what the Gemara means, because he has yet a third shot in the Gemara. A fourth shot, let's say. Because he says that when Rabbi Tarfon told them, you go hide yourself, he said to them, he showed them where. Because otherwise, he says, Tani Zachavaz, what's Rabbi Tarfon telling you? Go hide yourself. They don't need that aid, so they know that they can hide themselves. But he must have told them where to hide themselves. He says, but that's only because there was a Sophic. Would there have been a Vadai, then Rabbi Tarfon would not have been allowed to. Or, maybe not. He doesn't know for sure how to learn Pshat in that demand. So the Chalaziah comes out of Dentar, he doesn't know what to do. But he says, Zichy, you know how to give him over. Then he says another thing, it depends on the condition. Yeah, in that case, yeah, they wanted to be, they were already in jail. Remember the case? They had murdered somebody, and then they wanted to do tshuva. Then they went to a rav, how do we do tshuva? So he prescribed to them the tshuva procedure. It was too hard for them. So they gave up, and they said, forget about it. They became varyonim, ganovim, famous criminals. They caught him for ganevers. Once they caught him, they want to kill him because of the ganeva, not because they don't know about the murder, but they want to kill him because of the ganeva. So now they're asking the Chavaz Yoir, you remember the whole Shaila? You don't remember?
Mm-hmm.
So they're asking the Chavaz Yoir, but so far it makes sense what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. So the chazi for ganeva, and the punishment for ganeva in that country was death.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So now they want to kill him. So somebody tiny, they want to be mishtadl to save him. Somebody else tiny, wait a second, the Goel Adam is allowed to kill. So how can we go ahead and be mishtadl? They killed somebody. The Goel Adam will be allowed to kill them. So we go ahead and be mishtadl to save them. So now the Chalaz Yor says that that's not true. It says the Poshep Shan and Gemara Marcus, and it seems that the Rishonim that hold that way, a lot of Rishonim don't hold that way, right? We went through this. The Gemara Marcus that the Pshat is that the Goel Adam, in the heat of the moment, is allowed to go ahead and kill the Hotseyah.
But not when you're passing for him.
But not that he, that we can't pass him from you now. If you come and ask Bethlehem, can I kill them? Bethlehem won't be able to tell me. Go ahead and kill them. But if you kill them, in the heat of the moment, that's what the Torah. The Torah, you're at the Rachmana, the Daitor, that's the way it's supposed to be. But not that he, you can go ahead and pass him from him, go ahead and you can kill him. So that person made a choice. Then it's clear, it's another interesting at the end of the tshuva. We know, I print all this out. At the end of the tshuva, he clears like this. It's an interesting thing. We know that a kapara for a tzicha is only misa. If you kill somebody, only kapara he'll get a misa. And many times you see in the Gemara says somebody's high misa, one of the other misas. So he'll get a similar misa to that accidentally, not through Bezdin, and that's a kapara for him. He says, but the misa here that they want to give him is a misa for Geneva. And they want to hang him. Such a misa is not a prescribed misa. So you can't say that we should give him over or we should let him get killed in such a misa that he should have a kapara. And he goes back and forth and he says, anyhow, I can be machriya. And Mimela, he's withdrawing himself from that child. Yeah? So we have that machloikis where the Yahweh told the Zichon allowed to say, the Chavaz Yor is misupak. And based on this Gemara. The Chalaz Yor is based on this Gemara where he doesn't know exactly for sure what the Pshat is. But Yeshitas Rashi, which is much more certainly that you're not allowed to save the Hotseyah, and the only reason that Rabbi Tarfon cleared is because Rashi says, because of the Loshon Bisha, and Rashi says, would not have been it would have been for sure that Hina was a Rotzeach. He wouldn't be allowed to save him. That's Tosa Shita, according to the Mashal.
He wouldn't have even been allowed to show him where to hide?
Yeah, according to the Tzeva, it seems Tosa, according to the Mashal, he wouldn't be allowed to show him anything. You just have to, hey, leave me alone, and that's it. Do whatever you've got to do. Go hide yourself, right? You know, do take care of it yourself. And the Chavos Yoreh says, well, maybe that's not the pshat. Maybe the pshat is that you can't hide him. But Rabbi Tafron actually was afraid of being caught, but he gave instructions where to hide themselves, which is not the same as Rashi employs the way the Mashal learns it. But anyhow, we understand that these shaylos are way beyond our capabilities of fasting, and Baruch Hashem, it doesn't happen too often, I believe.
We don't hear about it.
It was, no, but it did happen. There was one case.
There was a guy who murdered his wife.
Yes.
Pendle was involved.
Yeah, that was a confession. The famous one where confession guys hold the
confession. The wife of the
York. Room?
I don't know.
The guy's wife, I think.
Yeah, I don't know.
The guy or the from God. The from God. No, I mean, this other story was a from guy murdered.
But these kids were not even Jewish. I mean,
that's right.
Well, there was some kind of conversion back though.
Some kind of
conversion. And she apparently went back.
But the kids didn't have a gayers.
But maybe she at the time that she was
before the kids, who knows?
I have a tshuva from Rabbi Yashu that was written for a Bible column. And by the way, Rabbi Yashu man in America is a Bible column. And any time I ask for some because of Hashem, Rabbi Yashu did not tell him because he heard it. So give me a copy of the tshuva that was written to him, which is impossible to read, so I don't even know what it says. But okay, the handwriting is gorgeous, but not readable. It's very artistic, a lot of curves. It's beautiful, like the old Kasubis. It's gorgeous to see. It's unbelievable. It's Kinai Nohara. It's high 80s. You know, there's no shaking handwriting. You know, it's like a young man saying about it. But it's not written clear. You can't make up what letter is what. This is very artistic. Anyhow, so he has that tshuva about gayers. If I was straight up, what if somebody became a gayer? And she said she's Mekamel all mitzvahs. And she said all that, the pair. Then afterwards, she heard that the whole thing was baloney. She didn't make up with anything. And the whole thing was baloney. So should we be mistado with the kids? So he writes over the Ashokar, the kids are going, the mooring, there's nothing. She says, she's and they're going. And the whole thing was some baloney. Then if I will ask him, maybe she was packing the Kabbalah old mitzvah. Ah, yeah. She shows that she wasn't, so she changed her mind.
Yeah.
He says, and Warren Shabalay, ain't on Burma, this week can't touch it. Rabbi Asher says, no, it's not true. We could certainly touch Baruch Shabbalei when it comes to another Lamakam. If it comes to another Lechaveru, then we can touch. But when another Lamakam, we could just touch him. And if we see clear that this woman didn't even keep the first Shabbat after the Geirut, you
realize. Yeah, this woman in theory could have kept 10 years
ago. Yeah, I realize that.
Right? Okay. I know there was a case which a Kohen was going to marry someone whose mother was like that. And they went to her Moshe, and the Moshe wanted to find out that after the Geirus that she observed Shabbos, and how many of them this, they had to get angel in there before they'd allow marriage.
Yeah, that's too possible.
Who went to yeshivas all their life, the kids. I mean, you know,
yeah. Okay, anyhow, so now let's go to the next subject. I was going to do Yerusha. If anybody wanted to do Yerusha.
No, you were just setting me up again. Here we go.
Look, but setting you up. You came over to me yesterday. I stayed up a whole night preparing this. Here
wait,
to go to you yesterday.
I was shocked of a Gabi Rasta. Anyway, but we'll do Yerusha next. In other words,
we'll do Yerusha eventually. Unless you're in a rush.
No, but you said something about
Rosh Hashanah.
No, you said
it's a
Sefer.
It's a very small Sefer.
And you said you would help
him get it. And if you want me, you'll get it.
Oh, there's it.
Yeah, I thought we were doing Yerusha today.
Huh? You thought?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so whoever wants, tell me and I'll see. Because they're out of print almost. There's only very few left. And it doesn't seem like it was a very
it's not a tipper,
exciting proposition for him.
It's not a
tipper. You know, I think it's around a fourth or fifth print about the shulchan. But this
if it's
one,
not a tipper, sure
I don't mind at all. I think he charges it. I think I was
yeah, whatever it is. Yeah, okay. We'll
get a few. Okay. How many? Tell me ahead of time.
I may have one in my office.
I have one. I have a bar with it.
You got at least three here? Yeah. Three, at least three. Right? Anybody else?
Okay. We'll see. It's not such a major problem like people make it. Because I asked him specifically, there was a Yid here who had adopted children. Adopted children are not Yashim. But he wanted his children to Yashim. He brought them up and they were babies. But he has a brother. He had a brother. He asked me, does he have to worry about that the Yerusha should be on a code of fine? He has given me this text before it was printed. He has given me the manuscript to look over. So he told me, I mean, I must not have looked that clear, but he told me that it's only a problem if the person is choshed that whoever are the real Yorshim are not going to be Mekayim what he wants them to be. You know, because they know that his last real testimony is so and so and so, and they are not going to be Mekayim that. But then if you want to make sure that he becomes Mekuyim, and he holds up in Bethan, or if he didn't, or then there's no Geneva involved there on the part of the not true Yorshim, then you got to write such a thing. But if they're going to be Mekayim Divrei Amei, so then what will happen is that his brother, who is the real Yorish, will give it over to the kids and be mindful. And that's all, you know, so you have to worry about it. Right again, he started.
So, can't that, so then according to that, everything oral would be okay? Mitzvah Kaim Dibre Emex.
If, unless you question that, they don't want to, or unless the Yorishim has time. Which is, that's why, you know, I mean, we don't look at it that way, but people have young children, you know, like we do, if one of us, something happened. For them, the Bechor is Yorish Tishtaim, and the girls are not Yorish anything. And if there happens to be a will, that's just the case from the Torah, they can be mindful because of Kotni, because she was the point Kotni is nothing. So that's really the case, that's where you have the problem. But in the case that we had in the Shiva, there was not a time in there, it was only one of the old brothers who didn't meet the Holy Rishol, so he was certainly mindful. I thought we'll talk about that.
So if the girls are the Ketanim and the boys are older, it doesn't matter then.
Yeah, okay. That's not the real Yorshim market.
If the Bechor is old enough, then it doesn't matter.
And many times, the Geneva happens many times on the part of institutions like yeshivas and these kinds of things. But people who don't mind the yeshivas and then the Yorshim don't want it. But in the yeshivas, I don't want it. But that's not a call. We'll see, because Ramosha seems to hold, I'm not sure, but it seems in that shuba he holds that a legal will works. I want to see. We'll have to see, and then we're going to start the. I was going to start the Yerusha as far as the Kut HaYotrim, if that's tonight, you give that the Yerusha. Because you can't give Torah and all the Yerusha. Okay, anyhow, in the Kut HaYotrim, there is a Hakdoma. And I hate to do this, but, you know, that's the only way that we have an idea what. You got to realize that the economics of the old days are not the economics of today. So to bring chlorid rise from the Gemara as to whether there is such a thing as a patent or a copyright, it's not a positive thing. So we'll go, what I think anyhow, I'm trying to go step by step from the Gemara and then the...
You very well on that. I see you silent. The main institution is Herzog Putzer.
It's very wicked, so that's all he says. He got everything in there that he says. The Rav Herzog was an Iwi Otsman. He wrote this Sefer on Main Institutions of Jewish Law. That was one of his PhD dissertations. Everything he wrote
in English. Two, one on obligations and one on property. There are two crossings.
Two crossings. And there the really are five right. That he wrote, but I don't think the printer ever found. He wrote a whole bunch, yeah. So anyhow, so in one of them, that's what he says in the translation, which I'll bring it there, but I'm not finished with this. This is mainly just back down on a few things that I started to write in Halos. Anyhow. The Gemara says, "Yisur b'Gemara Kiddushin Daf Nun Tes." Omar Leoni Mehafek Becharora Ubo Acher. The not only meant it's out of context, by the way, but it really doesn't change anything. Only Mehafek Becharora Ubo Acher. The not only meant it. My will be the din. Omar Leoni Kerosh. So that's one Gemara that we find. Now this Gemara is very much used in all the cases of Hasogus Bu, which we won't go into Hasogus Bu. I mean, a little bit we have to go into it. To know whether the cases like this have only, I'm a half of the only is looking for something. And somebody else, as he's looking, comes and grabs it. And he didn't find it yet. Or we'll see, maybe he did find it, but he wasn't coined it yet. The only was not coined it, this thing. And somebody else takes it away from him, so Nikra Rosh, he's called a Rosh. That's the Gemara, end of the Gemara. Okay? Yes, you have an only looking for something. And somebody else grabs it away, finds it first. I mean, that person is looking in the same place as the only, and the only started looking first. Now, see, he's doing his ASIC first. This person grabbed it, so it's called a Rosh. Rashi, only on behalf of the Charoro, Machzer Achareo, Liktos, but he's looking to be Zoichan, this thing in a Efke. Or she's Nenelo Balabai, so he's looking for a Balabai to give him a present. And comes another person and Mechapse Mois. So Nikra Rosha. Why is he called a Rosha? Because he's going to the livelihood of this oni. Because that's what he has. He collects the dog or the roots of things that I have. The next one is Shulchan Aruch and Shemishkan to improve the Amitah and Sivar and Zeru Lashon. The Shulchan Aruch is talking about an oni, but it says as follows. And it's based on this Gemara. Amatli Achadobo Liknoiso Lesoichu. Somebody is going to buy something. He's looking to buy something or to rent something. Ben Karko, Ben Betaltili. Uboache Vekonoi. And somebody has come and he's coined it first. In other words, if I would tell you, you know, I'm looking to buy a certain car, and I know that there's a car for sale and so on and so place, yeah, and I'm going today to buy it, and it's a real big metzia, but I didn't buy it yet. And you run ahead and you grab it, so you call the Russia. Yeah? That's a rishitika thing to do. I'm looking for a job. I'm a judge and I'm looking to be a judge and there's a vacancy somewhere, right? And I go over there and there's this guy. I tell you, hey, I'm all excited. It's a vacancy. I might get the job. This and that. And then he hops the job away. So that's also called a rush.
It should work that way.
Huh?
Not quite that easy.
Okay. But anyhow, if it worked that way, it would be called a rush. Yes, yeah, so I'm in.
Say only you pay $1,000 and can't leave, you got it.
Oh, yeah. Yes, so I'm in. She involved. This is the Hefker. He wants to be Zoich in Hefker. Or the Kabo Matono Meacher. Or it's a present. Uba'acher. The Kodma Inon Ikorosh. But then he says, yes, so I'm in. That this whole din of only Amethafes, the Haroro is when there are other objects like that in other places. In other words, I went to look for this car, and this is a big metzia, right? But that's not the only metzia. There are only metzias out there. So you're a rusher if you go ahead and take it away from me. But if it's the only metzia there, you know, it's something there that's hefker. So then that's all called a rusher because you can't. It's not something, if there's no other job or there's no other place to find it. Weiter, heute bist du kein Orosham, then there's different cases there. Wer koine karka, metza chaveiro, ach bische eimu mischun dina, dvar metra, yoko bala metra liknose. You know, if I'm buying on the metra, on the boundary of my property, I want to buy another property. And it's not din of metra. Now, it's not that I have priority of the din. We don't go into those dinim now. Yeah, but I don't have priority purchase, but I want to buy something which is close by to me. And then somebody else buys it, Yoko Bal Meitzar Liknoiso Vilamikra Rosha. You know, it's I know, you know, it's Reuven is buying a piece of land and it's very close to my land. And for me it's certainly more valuable than it is for Reuven because it's close to my land. And I go and I have it from Reuven, so then I'm not called a Rosha even though he was already Mehafech looking to buy this piece of land. They have a mitzvah because that's like a mitzvah. The chenim koyne dover acher ubo chaver uyuchal liknoisu bezoil sheino moitzu liknoisu kach b'mokom acher. I'm looking to buy something and my friend can find the bezoil which he can't find another place. Have a kimo mitzvah v'yuchal liknoisu koz mashu v'zochu b'akoy. So then as long as the person didn't buy it yet, you know, it seems like the case of Russia is a very specific case according to this Yeshoimrim. And the case is specific that I'm not, you know, Reuven is the one that's looking to buy this thing. And Shimon will not incur any major loss if he doesn't step on Reuven's feet, then he's called a Rosh. But if Shimon will cause him a loss not to step on, then he's entitled to go ahead and step on Reuven's feet and go buy it. The Shimon, the Loshna, and the those that hold that there is no naftimina. In this din, you're not allowed to, if I only is Mehafe B'Harora, so he's called Nikro Rosh. Pirush, the Rakman Matzah, Shevshel Lassik Dover Zeh. The Mokam Acheos Nikro Rosh. Shalom Ola Hasik Adover Beois the Mokam Shevshel Lassik Dover Zeh. Hizkod Nifasik Bo. Avin Hube Matzah, Sheino Yoko La Hasik Mokam Acher, Ozeinu Nikro Rosh. That's the Yeshoimim in the Shulchan Aruch. How we Paskin, I think Roy, I find in Paskin like the Yeshoimim, even though in the Mechaber it's a Stam, and by the Klav, Stam V'achakaf Yeshoimim, the Halofi is like the stuff. Alright, but that's, we'll see more about this later. So that's the din of Mehaf of the Haror. In the bottom line of Nikra Rosha, what's the meaning of Nikra Rosha in Halacha? Good question.
It is Psoriasis?
No. Nikra Rosh just means no la gdula. If you are never chayid and you want to ask a shayla by a rov, the rov will tell you you're not allowed to do that. And if you do that, you call the rosh. What are the ramifications of being a rosh? Nobody wants to be a rosh, that's all it. But the announcement is in shul. And the smart says on this aloha, in Shulchan Aruch day, in Siman Kuf Lamed Zayin, it's not a shul mishpon. All it. Really mark the
shul.
No.
It's a Chosh Mishpah Beis, right?
Wait. Maybe?
Nope.
I could have been there.
It's another one.
So the Sma says, Mikra Rosha, that they announce in Shul, they announce in Shul this person is a Rosha. It's not a, not a great thing. I don't know.
Shem Yashayim, they say.
Huh?
Shem Yashayim.
No, no. It depends on what he did.
No.
No, they announced it.
No, no. Let's say he did the case. If he did the case, the regular case.
A regular case.
Where according to everybody.
Okay. Can they stop him from doing it? Can they stop him from doing it?
No.
They can't stop it, huh?
Benson can't stop it. What did I say? What symbol is it?
Comedine.
In the special. Let's take over there. It's a Reish Lamed Zayin. Oh, so there are more passages like the Svara Rishonah that in either case is a Rosha. But then it's okay. Then it goes into a different Nikra Rosho, Machrizin, all of the Besatneses, she also Maiser Risha Kazeh. So that's the ramification of Nikra. But it doesn't go out in Bezin. Now, it's if Reuven is looking to, he's in the half of the Harora, or he's looking to buy something, and this person went ahead and bought it when he could have really bought it someplace else, you can't want him in Bezin. It's not Yotze B'dayan. That's the ramification of Nikra Rosho. So Nikra Rosho is the chart, you Machriz. It's mild here, so you've got an olive right away, and it's not yet to the day on. Right, so we got that so far. So that's case number one that we have to know. Right there. Where are we going now? Oh, the Ein Bagamar of Basra of Kofalu with the base. Tell the Shain Omer of Huna. I bar Mavua the Ukir Chai. So you have a person who lives in a certain Mavui. Yeah. And he, this person lives in a certain mavui, so he made a rechaim, a meal. They also bar mavua chavre, and a person from the same mavui, ukemuki gabei, and he went ahead and he put his own rechaim. You know who the me'akev ilui is, so he can be me'akev, he could stop. That is a din of hasagas gvu. Yomale, kapasato lechiyusi. You went ahead and you killed my parnos. Leima mesayeyale, so I want to bring you a raya, which is the eco part of the Gemara that we have to know. This other part of the Gemara is a whole long machloekis, so we don't not really concern. We'll see more about it later, but it's not what concerns us because we're not learning a sogis gvul now. In the nino sogis gvul, we don't pass him like that. If he's a bar mavua, if he's from the same mogui, so he's allowed to open up the same business. It's only if he comes from another place to open the business that he's not allowed to. But I will see more about that later. But the Ikar is this part anymore. Machike metzuda sadog min adog ke meloi ritsa sadog. If I put out a net to catch fish, and you want to put a net also to catch fish, you know, everything is hefka, right? So you're allowed to go ahead and put on a net, but you have to put it far away from that net ke meloi ritsa sadog. Far enough, which is the shia ritsa sadog. What's that shiur? Kamomer Avahuna parsa. That shiur is a parsa. Okay. Shiani Dogin, the Gemara says, that the Gemara is a kasher. And the Gemara is bringing a raya to Rav Huna that you're allowed to stop him from making a rechaim next to my rechaim. From the case of Netzula Sadak, it must Shiani Dogin, they have a sayar. Because he puts in a sayar. What is a sayar of Zirashi? Dain Shambir Rashi, the Zelda Shoimel, the Machikim, Netzula Sadak, Minadak. So Rashi learns this that he's a hunter. a tzayid is a fisherman, and he had his eye on a certain fish. So Rashi seems to say it's one particular fish that they're trying to catch. Achihikir churu, he sees what a fish is. Machikin shor tzayodin metudosa mishon. So then the other tzayodin, they have to go ahead and remove their nets from there. It's important. This is a very important Rashi. Almo, I forgot the lezocha bait. You know, it's not zoche yet on the fish. And he didn't come yet to his hand. Because he's saying that you were poisek my chiyus. Interestingly enough, this halach is not born in Shulchan Aruch. But also interestingly enough, Roy Fachorim passed him like this. That this is a halacha, koposakta on the chiyusi, and it's Yosef et Ayoni. It can be me'akev. He can go to Bezman, and Bezman will give a court order to remove his net from that place. But Rashi's learning somehow that there was only one fish there that he had his eye on, and once he put his eye on that particular fish, so then that fish, even though he wasn't yet zoich on the fish, but that's already some kind of schus on the fish. We'll see why. Sheani dogim the Yahavi Sayaro. So dogim is different than the case of Rechaim. And now it's in the case of Rechaim, if one wanted to pass him, that you know lo atu. And they want to bring a rise from this. They said, no, the case of Rechaim is different than the case of Sayyar. Why is it different? Notni, ayim, the havotam, vius nohagim, lorot, lemokos, shiro, sham, bezoinus. The fish are used to going to this guy's place. He had already set up his netzubele, his net with the bait that's in the net, and the fish are used to going to that net. So therefore, they are going to, that's the case. Since he recognizes fish, what he wants, and he put the bait within the area of the fish, so he's now counting on this fish to happen. So that's very similar to as if he was already coined it. And then it's a case of Ezek. That in the case of the Rechaim, so I have a mill and I'm grinding flour, so I can go ahead and say, hey, I'm grinding flour, and now the guy comes in, I'm Ben Movui, and he makes his own Rechaim, so he says, look, I'm grinding flour, you grinding flour, whoever wants to come to you, come to you, or come to me, will come to me, 1 second, and it's not like I already had the customer there, and then you came and you opened a Rechaim and you grabbed my customer and took it away. Right now I have no customer. I have a Rechaim, and he's opening up a Rechaim. That's Rashi's Shita. So Rashi's Shita seems to be, because it's a case where you could say, well, you know, whoever came to you till now, if they still want to, they'll come to you, and if they don't want to, they'll come to me. This is a free country, capitalist society, competition is good, and, you know, that's the way it'll be. But in the case of the Metsuda's dog, so that case is different. Because in that case, the fish is already mine, and you've taken away my fish. That's the way Rashi looks at the suga. I have a fish, you know what I mean? I went fishing, I caught my fish. You know, somebody asked the Rebbe when he goes collecting money for Yeshiva, should he call ahead? He says, a fisherman doesn't take a fish. Ahead of time, then call out the fish, I'm coming to Chabi. He says, you don't call ahead of time. Anyhow, so that's Rashi's Shita. Let's see what Tosfos Shita is.
Yeah. The question is about the heavy, but by taking a fish, is that a grama or a garmi? What is it? I don't understand how.
Well, if I have a fish and you take it, it's not garmi, it's the net.
But the fish is not in the net. I mean, basically, we're assuming it's so popular.
The fish is not in the net. It's not in the net, but it's going to be in the net, and Rashi calls it the net. I mean, has it. Okay, we'll see more. This is not finished. Okay, we'll see what the Achronim has to. This is just a Hagdama so that we can get to the Achronim. And you can blame it on the...
I'm still getting it.
Huh?
I'm still getting it.
Otherwise, we wouldn't have done this at all. Yeah.
Alright,
Moshe, take him to court.
He's in the
I would ask for change.
So
okay, right. The Hikshu of Tysus Kedushin. So Tysus
Kedushin.
Like in
search and seizure. Yeah.
We'll see later on, it depends on kind of net. We'll see, there's a whole break on this. But the Gemara Tosis is back to the Gemara in Kiddushin that we had originally. Yeah? So Tosis has a kasha like this. Zel Leshoin. Kosher, I eat a perek lo yachpur. It's a kosher. Kosher is not, it's a kosher. You have two cases. You have the Gemara Kiddushin, only on behalf of the Harora, Nikra Rosh is not yotze b'dayonim. And then you have a case of putting out the mitzvah shel dogim. In both cases, nobody was coining anything yet. In one case, they got a grafted it is a Rosh. In the other case, they got a grafted it is more than, not only is he a Rosh, that it's yotze b'dayonim. The best thing could be me'akitin, which the best thing could not be me'akitin in the case of Kiddushin. So that's because the Goma, also Machriki Minadok and Laritza Sadok, I'll be sure who shall have it. So that's Toys' Kash. You know, what's the difference between the two? Okay. The Nira, the Hosam, Haino Tama, Mimishu, Yorid Lumnos, he's going into his Umnus. Ki Yahide Ki Oma Hosam, Hai Bar Mevua, the Uke Rechayo, the Hosam Bar Mevua, the Uke Behade, Motsili, Kuve Yomei, the Ki Oma Le, the Koposakta Lichi Yusoy. So he says it's a difference, because this is the Metzuda's dog, since this is first there, the way I hear it, unless you can hear it, maybe different. We're open to suggestions. That it seems that, because this is his parnos. This is his, what's it called, parnos? This is umnus, not parnos. This is his umnus. This is his profession. So this is a professional fisherman, and he set his net there, and he set a net next to him, you're going into his umnus, which you're not allowed to do. That's number one. The more important parrots is the next one. Rabbeinu Meir, the father of Rabbeinu Tam, which I don't know if he was the son of Rashi or not. I don't know how Rabbeinu Tam was. Do you know if Rabbeinu Tam was any kind of Rashi?
His mother?
Only daughter. So this is Rashi's son-in-law. Rabbeinu Tam's father. Yeah? Rabbeinu Meir, Avivshah Rabbeinu Tam, the Meir Bedog Meis. Talking about a dog that's already dead. Let's see what it says. Shekain Derech HaDayogim, the Hosim and Metzudo is dog Meis. That's the way you catch fish. You want to know how to catch fish? You use for bait a dead fish. The Hadogim is Afsim Shom. So then all the fish gather around this dead fish. So we voice our dog. Ikiwan Shezeh Pirish Metzudosa Tchila. Since he put his thing first, the Alidei Maise she also said, because of his Maise, his Afsim Shom Sobib, that's where the fish are there. Vadeim Hoyochadei Rotoiris, if his Chavi would have put on a thing, have a kilo goizeloi, the yocholoimeloi, two chalasos can be mokomachi. You can go ahead and do your thing someplace else. So Rabbeinu Meir's chat, which we'll see in the Achronim, seems to be the Ikav chat that they name on, is that he put a dead fish next to his Mitzudon. His Mitzudon is not exactly what bait. And therefore all the fish gather around his thing. Yeah? And since Alidei Maise she also, because of a Maise that he did a Maise, this Atun Shom Sovet, that's why there's a lot of fish there. Vada im holechavei rotoires, have a kilo goizeloi, ve yocholonoloi, two chalasos ken bemokamachet. Take your net and go do it someplace else. Don't steal my work. The Chinz Rabbeinu Meir is saying here, yeah, I mean, you could disagree, but it seems to say something very important, that he is stealing his work, not stealing his fish, because he wasn't coined with the fish, but he's stealing his work. I did work to get the fish here. I went through that tircha, or that work, that I brought all the fish here, and now you are going to be yoyret into my work. You're taking my tircha and you're hopping the... Now you can start seeing how we're getting here to
copyright.
Okay? Yeah, that's what we need this all done. Okay? Vukan Nira the Moreno Rav Yitzchok. Also the Melamed Lehaski Ratzma the Balabais Sheyesh Lo Melamed Achiz. A Melamed can go ahead and offer his services to a Balabais already has a Melamed. Tozma She a Melamed Bebeisoy She Me'acha Shehu Sochir Sham, since he's rented to him, Yelech a Melamed Umakum Achiz. Let the Melamed go someplace else to his Takiz. Shom. Ino She Yom a Balabais Shein Ritzon Le'akiv a Melamed Shiloh. Unless the Balabais says, I don't like his Melamed anymore. Abo lim socha balabais melamed echot, yocha balabais achet, this goes to melamed. But if the balabais rented one melamed, so another balabais can go ahead and say, I want to hire this melamed too. Then yocha lo melal balabais, lechus kor melamed achet. The name of the Henry Tony, I don't say, I only want this melamed. She reckon me dumali, she say, yimbo the knee yofen in melamed achet. Yeah? So they're learning in Rabbeinu Meir two things. First of all, that you're still in the maise, And also, I mean, it seems from this Rabbeinu Yitzchak, that not only is still in the Maisa, but you could go ahead and fish someplace else. You could do the exact same Maisa, someplace else, and get your fish. So don't go ahead and steal my work. But if he wouldn't be able to catch fish anyplace else, this is the only fish around.
The only
game in town, or this is the only good melamed, or at least the melamed which I think is good, that even though this Balabai is the one that discovered the melamed, right? He is the one that hired him first, and he made that big discovery, this is a great melamed, the other yeshivas are allowed to go ahead and steal the melamed, and there's no problem of...
But how do you compare that? Here also, it would seem that it's time-sharing. It's not like it's exclusive. Mm-hmm. Would Kaplan take the melamed away from
us? Yeah.
Oh, in other words, you're not talking about where it'll be a melamed plus.
Full-time
position.
Full-time.
A full-time position. So we have, for Amenu Meir, two things. Two things that are necessary. Aleph, that he's stealing his maaser. You know, I did a maaser to Kaplan. And Beis, which is what this Rabbeinu Yitzchak points out, if not Rabbeinu Yitzchak, maybe you wouldn't see it so clear. Because he can tell him, go chop fish someplace else. So the Baal Bais can't tell him, go chop a melamed someplace else, because, you know, the second person, Reuven, Shimon, he says, well, I want to not get his melamed. Don't go tell him to find another melamed, because the other melamed is not as good as this melamed. Yes? Okay. Now, Nimtu Beisirutu, the choice of Shera Benu Meir, Shekima Shadogim is asking Shom Al Yoga, Hade Ilu Yodem Nortoi. Yeah, that's a Benu Meir. And the other one, Shishayani Mitzugas Bog, Shum Nosa Shotzai the Kap. That the umness of the Tzai is so, which is the first terrace in Persis. I really should flip it around, but I don't know. Put the Ika terrace first, because that's the one that they're going to be. Yeah.